Hello.
Hi, good morning, Yolanda. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Is this still a good time for you?
Yes. It's actually very rainy and wet.
So we're kind of
being low-key this morning because there's some things we just can't do. We have to reschedule.
I'm good.
So that worked. Oh, no.
Did it allow you time to catch up?
Yeah, well, just sit here and talk and let's see if we can make this work, this Yelp.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So
I'm just pulling up some quick notes here just so that way I notate correctly. Okay, let me see here. You know, it's like I put things where I need them at, but then, of course, I go back and it's like, where'd it go?
Of course.
It's either not enough coffee
always
this morning or it hasn't kicked in yet, right?
Right. Always when it's time to get moving, it seems like that's what happens. So, no,
yeah. And
good.
So what is your focus more? Do you want to, you know, I know that if I go over your keywords right now, basically, let me just go back here. Let me see. Because I just want to notate if there's anything specific to what you want to show up. I want to make sure that that's notated here as well.
Well, I would definitely say, you know, the one thing that really is a really positive factor in our business is that we're like a one-stop shop. We will fulfill any type of request or need because we do it all. I mean, from every facet of construction, whether it's land, I'm talking electrical, plumbing, even foundational work, architectural, engineer type, you know, any
input we need
on
that. Because they're like a one-stop shop.
Yeah, we're a one-stop shop. I have a connection, of course, with all my contractors who I work with who are licensed, bonded, insured, but I also, we work as a team. And the nice thing is because I spearhead the project from beginning. I'm the face that they meet. I'm the consultant. I go in.
Oh, okay.
I look at the job. I look at the project. I see who is the best to come in and join us in this project. And depending on the needs of the client and the wish list of the client, then obviously I'm the one that then pushes forward with bringing in the right people to look over the scope of work for the job. And then once we really get, and it can take 2 or 3 visits. Some jobs are very, I mean, projects are big. So therefore we're going to come in and look at what the scope of work is and what the layout of this job looks like. And then we go from there, step by step, into where then we begin the estimating process. Now, you know, obviously it's a one-stop shop, but my contractors all individually prepare their estimates and bring them to, and then I keep establishing this really good connection with my team, which is, I call them my team. These contractors I work with continuously for even the last 6 to 8 years. That's how long. And they are steady Eddie. They're the same people I've worked with all this time. So, we then bring in everything we need to bring forth this project on paper to the client, and they bring in their individual estimates. Of course, I bring in my, what I would call my consulting fee, my project planning fee, and what my fee will entail as the, you know, as overseeing the whole project. Not just consulting and providing, but we, you know, information. I also, just so you know, I also will source any type of all the finishing touches of a project down to the details with the tile, the color of grout, the, you know, the light fixtures, the paint colors. I mean, from beginning to end, we're like a full service You know, we provide a full service.
So you lead it. So then you're the one. So basically what you do, and I just want to understand, because to me it's like interesting, you know, especially that a woman's, you know, leading
yeah.
it, you know.
Right.
I think it's amazing. So basically you're taking the calls, right? You're setting
yeah.
it all up, and then
yeah.
you're just kind of dispersing who needs to go where.
Right. Well, who needs to, right, who, my team, and you really,
right.
we are an established team. It's not like I'm going out
yeah.
looking for so and so and bringing so and so.
Yeah,
unless
I absolutely
needed to. But I have a team of contractors who I work with. All the contractors
okay.
on my team who come in and do projects with me are absolutely wonderful. They have their own projects too, by the way. I mean, they work on their own. They're independent, but they work for me. When they work with me, they work with me, for me, together as a team. And,
uh-huh.
you know, I think that they appreciate the fact that I bring them such nice jobs.
Yeah.
And they do pretty well with them, you know, profitability-wise. But they also become great. I mean, it's like we all become great friends with our clients. We establish a true working relationship, but one that's long term.
Yeah.
Most, and I'm sorry, I'm giving you a lot of things.
No, that's okay. I always love to learn more about the business, you know?
Right.
Just because, I always like to educate myself more, and I think it's good. It helps me build rapport with one,
right.
you know, that I'm speaking with, and I'm just fascinated at times. You know?
Yes.
So.
Well, it is a contracting services company in the sense that
uh-huh.
obviously I'm bringing in my contractors to work with me on a project. But we fulfill the whole need of a situation, even if it comes down to architectural plans, 3D
mm-hmm.
renderings. I have a great architect I work with. Also, if it's structural as well, I mean, he provides it all for me. You know, and so we take it from there. So we can fit any need, big or small. We even do smaller jobs. We can do, even if it's just, okay, Yoli, I need you to come and patch a roof for me. Can you send out your roofer? Okay, yes, you know.
Right.
And so it's from anything from, you know, I say big to small, small to big. Whatever
uh-huh.
the need is, pretty much we can fulfill it. You know, my general contractor, he does it all. And then, you know, obviously we have our subs who work with us, but at the same time, they're all contractors too who do other jobs, but they come on board for our projects because especially like the bigger ones, they know we're going to do well and we're going to get the job done. And they like that. And they all are the same mind. Really, it's just get the job done. Do it to the satisfaction of the client. Make sure all the, you know, everything is done with that level of quality of work and consistency and professionalism throughout the entire job. So from beginning
That's so
to
awesome.
End, we get it done. If
That's
you look
really
at my
amazing.
Website, my website obviously shares a lot of pretty much like the overview of what we do. And you know, there's a photo gallery, but there's even more photos I do have to submit to you. There's some projects
yeah.
we just finished. And,
I would say it's good to submit more photos. Really good to submit more photos. And you know where to send them to, right?
Yes, I got
okay.
your, but Celine also has always helped me a lot.
Beautiful. Celine's amazing. I love
yeah.
her.
Yeah. Yeah. Celine has
she is
always
so
been the one
amazing.
If I need anything, I just give it to her.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So am I answering your questions, giving you some
No,
more
you are. You are definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. I know too, just because, I mean, I want that for my own information
mm-hmm.
just because I like to know exactly like what it is all about what you do, right? But also the team, when we set up the account, I'm going to also be scheduling, it's like a 30-minute client interview.
Mm-hmm.
So in that interview, they are going to go over with you a little bit more in detail,
right? As mm-hmm. far as like the services as well as targeted areas.
Right.
So
right.
that's definitely something that I want them to also discuss with you as well. And then let's just see here. And that's usually 30 minutes, so it's not too, mm-hmm. too long.
mm-hmm. Right.
So
okay.
When would you want to schedule that? Do you think you would have time later on this afternoon for that 30-minute call, or?
Well, yeah, maybe. Let me just see.
Okay.
Well. Okay.
And if not
maybe,
today.
Maybe not. Maybe tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Like what time tomorrow? So I could see what's on the calendar.
Okay. Let's see here. Well, I've got maybe a couple, depending on the weather, but we're supposed to start a project tomorrow morning early. So probably tomorrow in the afternoon.
Okay.
What time are they available? Maybe 3 or?
I can get them to do 3 o'clock, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or even,
yeah.
like, even, let's see, hold on.
No worries. Take
I
your
think
time.
2 o'clock. I think 2 or 2:30.
Okay.
Like 2 o'clock.
Let me look.
Fine.
2 o'clock. I can definitely get in. I believe I can get in. Let me see. 2 o'clock might not work. Let me
no.
see. Hold on. I'm just making sure because I think it's Kyle is who you'll meet with, and I think that's his lunch hour. I'm just double checking.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go to this chat box. I know, yeah, the weather is always so off for you. You guys have been having a lot of rain, right?
Well,
in certain
finally, we were like, okay, when's it ever going to rain?
Do you guys hurt as bad as we do for rain?
Well, sometimes, being that we're, you know, southwest and we're desert, you know.
Oh,
but
my gosh.
It's been kicking in for the last, like, actually 6 weeks here and there, and then heavy and light, but leaking now, you know, like last time through the night, which is great. The night before, was really crazy. It started to rain so hard, and it was just like going in every direction because the winds were so strong. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Kind of a wild rain. So we thank goodness, we're getting the moisture we finally have been waiting for. And you can say this is really like our monsoon season. So we're grateful for all that. Not
yeah.
complaining at all. It's pretty awesome.
So I know. So you guys are kind of like California. You guys
yeah,
see green too,
yeah.
right?
Right. Exactly. But, you know, we don't live by large bodies of water. So,
yeah.
you know, we're out here. But all in all, I mean, El Paso is a great city. It's just fun. And
it is. I don't know if I told you, I have a lot of family out there. A huge family out there.
Really? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, because my grandpa was originally from Chihuahua.
Oh,
and
wow.
then, so they migrated from there to El Paso.
Uh-huh.
I think my grandpa was like 3 days old when they crossed him over.
Wow.
Yes.
I remember.
Penny. They crossed him over. But yeah.
Yes.
So.
I remember we talked about that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
That's
so, yeah.
Really
so
something.
It was like, So, yeah, definitely. Actually, he told me, no worries. He's going to move his lunch so that way he can do your interview. Yay.
Oh, okay.
That's yeah,
because
I told him,
oh,
listen,
my.
I know she's asking for this time, but I know you're on lunch. So.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, good. That's nice to know. So we can talk about what we're looking at, how this is cost-wise. Is there,
yes.
There's not a pay-per-click program or anything like that, right? It's just the ad, correct?
It's just going to be the ad. So basically,
yes, which is fine.
What you're paying is $4.99. It's always going
right.
to be that price, the $4.99,
yes.
right?
Yes, right.
It's a
okay.
budget. Basically, it's a budget is what you have.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now keep in mind, we're also going to put an additional $100.
Okay? Right. Yeah,
each
right.
month for the first 6 months. It is a month-to-month
right.
program. If you decided,
right.
I don't know, 3 or 4 months in, you're like, I don't want to do this no more, you can always
right.
cancel. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
But from that budget, there is a cost per click and there's a cost per lead. So the cost per click, but keeping in mind, it's going to eat it from the budget, right?
Okay.
So that cost per click, okay, what that does is it deducts it from the budget. A click means that they clicked on your ad to go to your profile, right?
Uh-huh.
If they're clicking to send you a message, Yolanda, because they need a quote, and there's a way that in our guy, Kyle, is going to go over more in detail with you. We can customize the questions that you would want to ask them when they're filling out where it'll say, like, get a quote, right?
Uh-huh.
When they click on get a quote, it'll give them a series of questions that you would have customized for them to answer. Those answers, you're going to get directly from that potential prospect. So it's still direct prospect to you. Right.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, we don't give quotes out just like, you know.
It would
randomly.
Be like you setting appointments.
Right. They need to set
yeah.
up appointments is what, you know, we do.
So like my cousin does it's a little different industry, but my cousin does churros, right, for
uh-huh.
For weddings, birthdays. They're
right.
like customized churros, right?
Uh-huh.
So what she does is people will ask her, because she does quotes, right? But, like, for example, she'll ask them, what's your location? What's your city or your zip code? How many guests? Okay. What type of event is this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, she'll ask, like, any food allergies or what's your decor? Like, questions like that. And
mm-hmm.
what's the date of your event? Because this way she's looking and she's letting them know, like, hey, yeah, I can be at your event or I'm booked out. Sorry. You know?
Uh-huh. Okay.
So like with you, in your case, you could say, what's the location? You know, what is it that they're specifically looking to get done? And then you
right.
can just set an appointment, right?
Right.
To
right.
go give them an estimate, because in your industry, for me personally, I would never expect someone like in your industry to give me an estimate, because you got to know what it looks like first. You
well,
know what I mean?
To look at the work, we physically have to be there. We can't just
yeah. You can't just give an estimate because you. This is how I see it. I could tell you what's going on. It's like with my car, right? If I hear a noise and
oh.
I call my brother-in-law, who's a mechanic, he's all, what's going on?
Yeah.
I'm hearing this noise. He's all, okay. Well, Nadine, the only way I could diagnose it is if you bring it in, because you telling me what the noise is like, I can't identify what the problem
right.
is.
Right. Well, yeah, sure. I
you
mean,
know?
It's a guessing game, and you can't do that.
Exactly.
And especially with
exactly.
our work, if they
mm-hmm.
say, I have a leak coming in from whatever, well, how do we know, okay, is it just a faulty pipe? Is it foundational? What is going on? You know, how is this going into your home from, you know,
right.
one room, under the ground, you know, whatever. It's just,
yeah,
it's too complicated.
And so Kyle,
right.
Right. And Kyle is amazing. He's going to go over all of that just to make sure that you understand clearly, like, as far as, like, how you're responding to them, because one thing I will tell you is this, Yolanda, that when they're messaging you, okay, this is how with Yelp, when someone's on Yelp and they're looking for something, they're on the hunt because they're ready to make a purchase, right?
Uh-huh.
So when you're setting it up, right? So like when you're getting that message, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's important to respond within whether it's 10 or 15 minutes, okay?
Right.
So I say this because, and I know you're pretty responsive, and that's good. I've had some people say, well, I'm not good at messaging. Like, I mean, I wait
oh, no.
until the end
I
of the
know.
Day.
Right.
And I told this guy, if you wait until the end of the day, I understand. He goes, okay, I'm operator, like, I'm everything. I can't always get to my calls. I have to return the calls at the end of the day. I go, then this program's not going to be the best fit for you because it hurts your ranking.
Right,
if you're not responding.
And not just that. Yeah, I mean, people, if they're hot on the trail to find someone, they're not going to sit and keep waiting for a response from
You're losing
opportunity. Right.
Yes.
And, you know, you kind of have to strike always while the iron is hot, so to speak. You know, I always go with that in my, you know,
So you know exactly what I'm talking about. So, so that's why, like, I'm so happy that you are the one that can, like, hey, I'm on it, you know?
Right.
So which is amazing to me.
Well,
so I'm super excited for you.
Right, and that's why my contractors love working with me, because I'm the one that takes care of kind of all the ins and the outs. They don't have to sit and deal with the client on every single thing. The client comes to me. The client, I'm the liaison. They give me the feedback. I'm the face of the project.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever the needs are, I'm the one that knows. And I, and of course, my contractors, too. I mean, when they're on the job and they're there, you know, the clients will talk with them. But literally, mainly, I'm over it all. You know what I mean? So they know, okay, I really do need to talk to Yoli about this. But if they have general questions, the contractor's there and the workers are there, you know, they'll talk with them, obviously. But you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, no,
the,
of course. And I'll tell you, the team is going to be super dedicated to your account and the optimization of it. It's going to be good. It's going to be really, really good. And they'll be on top of it because, of course, we want you to always be able to get the best return on what you're investing, you know. And that's why, you know, we've partnered. And I'll tell you, Yelp is one of those top search engines that people utilize. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's people that are going on Yelp. 85% of them, I'll tell you right now, are undecided about which business to choose. So they're on Yelp, right? 97% are basically going to be making that purchase once they visit on Yelp, okay? So it's like they don't know who to call, so now they're on Yelp, right? So it just makes it, I would say user-friendly for that potential prospect as well.
Right.
And you'll have also, like, reporting, in-depth reporting, okay? You're going to have, your profile is going to look more enhanced.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's going to have more enhancement features on it. And again, like your ad would also show up. The funny thing is on your competitors' pages.
Oh,
and it just really attracts the prospect more when they see it visible.
People to look a little deeper.
Look
a little further into things like, oh, I'm not just seeing so-and-so. Hey, look at this. They're so-and-so
and it's
here,
not,
too. Let me check them out.
And when they're optimizing, it's more control. So, like, it's more of you appearing for relevant searches rather than irrelevant.
Right.
So
when it comes to keywords, when people type in, okay, landscaping or remodels or how many options do I have when it comes to keywording and when they click on, like they're looking for specific this or specific that, will I show up? I mean, how
that's a really great question. I know that Kyle's going to go over all of that because he's more of the expert in that area, but I know that they will use keywords, but they're also going to use, what I would call them like negative keywords, which would mean that you're not being found for those irrelevant searches. So you got like your positive keywords and your negative, right, is what I call it. Not to be too complicated on it, right? But, and that's definitely.
Sure, you don't want to just throw everything out there, you know.
Right, so they want to be very targeted. And that's why that interview is going to be conducted with, like I said, with Kyle, and it's going to be perfect because he's the one that's got all the knowledge when it comes to that. I'm pretty familiar with it. I mean, I've even used Yelp myself to do searches, you know, for certain things.
Definitely.
You know, my aunt uses it a lot for her catering business, and I will tell you this, she has gotten so much business from there. And she'll ask them, like, oh, how'd you hear about me? Yelp.
Yeah.
You know. But with catering, it's so different because catering is a lot of word of mouth, right?
Yeah, of course. And you know, let me just tell you, the one thing about my business is I mainly operate from word of mouth. That's exactly how
I'm not surprised.
Able to gain as much business as I have.
Yeah, I am not surprised.
It's like a 3 mile square radius. Here in my neighborhood alone, I have 90% of my clientele here. Within like 5 blocks. I'm not kidding.
That's amazing.
I live in a community. It's called Kern Place. It's an older home community by the university. And you can't imagine how many clients since I've lived here in 12 years that I have gotten just living here because people know who I am. They see me. I'm walking my dog. I'm always there. I'm present. And they actually see me even when I'm not working. Like I said, we meet at the park. Mm-hmm. All the dogs are there. You know, it's so wild how I've been so concentrated here. But obviously, I have other clients throughout. But I would say 90% of my clientele is right here in my neighborhood.
Wow. That's amazing. Well,
and
it says a lot about your company, you know. It really does.
Yeah, and I guess you've heard of Nextdoor, right?
I have. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, I'm on Nextdoor, and I'm a fave, so, you know, people see that all the time.
Good for you.
Yeah, so it's been kind of
crazy.
That's
really
how
good.
It looks as, you know, how it's kind of established in that way. I really am very grateful for that because literally I don't have far to go, but when I do, that's fine too. I mean, we'll go clear across town to meet with clients, but the majority of them are very close to home, very close.
Well, that's convenient, right?
Yeah, very.
Cause I would be oh my gosh, when you gotta drive so far, I think that makes it tough for you guys, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, you know, now the gas prices have gone down incredibly, but still,
oh, thank
you know,
goodness.
It's time. Time is money and it's time. Plus, you know, hauling material, hauling trailers, hauling, you know, getting set up, you know, to get the project started. It's a lot, but at the same time,
it's a lot of work.
We're all for it. You know, we're all about the work, the hard work, and whatever it takes.
Well, it sounds like you really got it all together over there.
you know?
That's amazing.
Yeah, and my general contractor is also really great. He covers all the bases. I'm just sitting there orchestrating everything, but he's really doing all the nitty gritty, you know?
Really?
So together we really work really well as a team. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Yolanda, so I'm going to set it up for, I know we said 2 o'clock, which is going to be 1 o'clock for us.
Okay.
And then, let me see here. And then that appointment, so they'll call you between 2 and 2:30. It's going to be closer to 2 though. And it'll be from our 877 number. So you just want to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. Now the $499, is that going to be on the same card that I have on file? It only shows me that it's a MasterCard and the last 4 numbers are 3627.
Yes.
Okay. And then you'll get a receipt sent to you for that. Now, so Kyle will be the one calling you. If I'm not on a call, I mean, I would be available to do the introduction, but typically if I'm not available, like if I'm on a call or in a meeting, they're going to proceed without me. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Well, I'm
so excited
for you. I mean, this is going to be amazing. And keep in mind, it's still, like I said, month to month. Okay. So if you're going to get reporting as well, optimization of keywords. So you'll get that on a monthly basis. Like they'll be going over all of that. And our team is very dedicated. Okay. To assisting you with everything. All right.
Okay.
So then tomorrow 2 o'clock your time. Okay.
Yes.
You are so welcome.
Thank you,
I hope you have a very, very blessed day. You are so welcome.
Too.
Okay,
my pleasure.
And if I have any other questions, I'll text you or call you. But
yeah,
I'm
just
sure
text.
We're good.
Yeah.
Okay?
No
yes,
worries.
Okay,
my dear. Take care.
Thanks.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
You are so welcome.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.